Samsung Galaxy phones run on Google's Android operating system, and we should note, Google is a financial supporter of NPR. The U.S. stock market drifted higher today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Former Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host A Republic, If You Can Keep It. April 8th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
65 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Manhattan. The time is 6:06. This is KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We do still have about 42 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. In just about 12 minutes, we'll get you caught up on the latest news headlines. Then we are going to learn about a free pop-up health clinic in Galveston, Texas, specifically for fishermen. They serve a lot of Vietnamese fishermen. It's coming your way at 6:45. Also, we'll learn more about the lunar surface, which is very much in the news these days, as the astronauts of Artemis II have been passing by. It's all coming up in the next 40 minutes here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
During our spring membership drive, we called it the Hive Drive. Kansas Public Radio was thrilled to receive support from some new members, but also our current members and sustainers. You and your fellow community members came together to support KPR during a time when news, music, and programming have become more important than ever. Please keep in mind that KPR continues to rely on support from listeners like you. And if you didn't get a chance to donate during the Hive Drive, never fear, you can still make your pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. Lows in the mid-30s tonight, warming up to the mid-60s tomorrow. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 6:20.
Support for NPR comes
over the counter, both in terms of further research to be done and abortion politics to be navigated. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
The Testaments is set 15 years after the traumatic events told in Margaret Atwood's dystopian novel, The Handmaid's Tale.
Although it's very disturbing, they can understand that the show still has a lot of hope in it, and it has this sense of resilience.
My conversation with Chase Infinity, the star of the new Hulu series, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, both KPR 1 and KPR 2. You will be hearing Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news with Matthew Algio as your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
Up next, we have news headlines in just about 30 seconds. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6:30.
NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Supreme Court has been hearing arguments about a 2023 law designed to extend the statute of limitations in child sex abuse cases. At issue is one case that was filed before the law took effect. The law was intended to give survivors of abuse more time to file a case, but it made another change that has complicated that issue. Justices are now considering a case involving an Overland Park church in which a civil case was filed against the church and the alleged abuser. But the case was filed 2 years before the new law took effect. Now the state's high court is deciding whether the case should move forward or be dismissed. Attorney Michael Blanton, who represents the accuser, says the change in the law unfairly wipes out existing cases.
Suddenly their action has gone away because of a subsequent amendment of the statute of limitations.
A decision is expected later this year. State officials in Kansas are warning people visiting waterways that this is the start of toxic algae season. Harmful algal blooms start this time of year because of rising temperatures and nitrates from fertilizer. Sean Linett with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says the toxicity level depends on several factors.
It's just when everything lines up right. You know, you have calmer days a lot of times, bright sunny days where the water can heat up a little bit more, or you have that right proper nutrient load, and then the algae community can just explode.
The blooms look like a foamy blob floating in the water and can be blue, bright green, brown, or red. The algae is toxic if it's ingested by humans, livestock, or pets. Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags flown at half-staff in honor of former Kansas Supreme Court Justice Evelyn Wilson, who died over the weekend. Wilson died Saturday following a battle with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. She served on the state's highest court from 2020 to 2025 when she resigned due to her diagnosis. Lows in the mid-30s tonight, partly sunny by tomorrow afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Support for You're listening to All Things Considered.
At Morning Edition, we bring you as close to the news as possible.
We saw Iran launch a missile with a dangerous cluster bomb warhead that hit an apartment building here in Tel Aviv, just a few minutes' drive from me in Tel Aviv.
Join us for on-the-ground reporting and stay informed about the biggest global and national stories every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio will have an overview of the regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Low Maintenance Landscape, designing long-lasting landscapes with native plants that thrive in this area and require less maintenance. Project portfolio, plant library, and contact information at lowmaintenancelandscape.net.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also 96.1 in Lawrence, many other non-Lawrence frequencies as well, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. A bit more All Things Considered still to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, it's 7:01. We have a rebroadcast of Classics Live tonight featuring the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, a rebroadcast this past weekend's This American Life.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle, and you'll receive a tax deduction.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight. Still pretty chilly. Lows in the mid-30s for tomorrow. Mostly cloudy in the morning. Clearing out as the day goes on. We're expecting a high in the mid-60s. It is 65 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Manhattan. It is 10 minutes before 7 o'clock.
From the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. And from Fisher Investments,
Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, we have Classics Live featuring the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. At 8 o'clock, more classical music. Then at 9, we shift gears and you will hear Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy through the morning hours, becoming partly sunny as the day wears on. Highs tomorrow in the mid-60s. Lows tomorrow night in the upper 40s. Chance of rain on Wednesday with a high in the lower 70s. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump says he's not at all concerned about committing possible war crimes as he threatens to destroy Iran's bridges and power plants if they don't reopen the Strait of Hormuz by tomorrow night. He refused to say whether any civilian targets would be off limits.
We're giving them till tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and after that, they're going to have no bridges, they're going to have no power plants. Stone Ages, yeah.
Iran rejected a proposal for a 45-day ceasefire, saying it wants a permanent end to the war. Israel and the U.S. continue to carry out a wave of attacks on Iran, which responded with strikes on Israel and its Gulf Arab neighbors. The Artemis II crew has passed the farthest point of their mission, and they're on their way back to Earth. The Orion capsule reached that point during a 50-minute period when they were out of contact because radio signals were blocked by the moon. Here's mission specialist and the first woman to travel to the moon, Christina Cook.
Houston, we have you the same, and it is so great to hear from Earth again. To Asia, Africa, and Oceania, we are looking back at you. We hear you can look up and see the moon right now. We see you too.
The astronauts passed a critical milestone today, reaching farther into space than humans have ever ventured. It's the first mission to send humans to the moon's orbit in more than 50 years. The men's college basketball season concludes tonight as Michigan faces Connecticut for the NCAA tournament title. Greg Eklund has this preview.
Even with UConn's track record of two national championships in the past three seasons, the Huskies were regarded by some experts as the underdog team at the Final Four. But UConn coach Dan Hurley has been on both ends to know well enough that predictions don't matter.
Really, you don't have to be the best team. You don't have to have the best season to win this tournament.
Each team has a starter with an injury from the weekend. UConn guard Solo Ball was wearing a foot boot but is expected to play. Michigan forward Yaxel Lendeborg, who is the Wolverines' leading scorer, temporarily left Saturday night's game with an ankle injury, but returned to play. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warns that the U.S. could face renewed inflation pressures if the war in Iran continues to disrupt global energy markets. In his annual shareholder letter, Dimon describes inflation as the potential skunk at the party this year. He says turmoil in oil and commodity markets could affect everything from gasoline prices to manufacturing costs. Dimon also warns that sustained inflation could force the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates higher for longer. Oil prices continued to rise amid continued uncertainty about what will happen in the war with Iran. The national average price for a gallon of regular gas is $4.12. In California, it's $5.93. It's NPR.
Stardate April 6th. The sun sprays Earth with a constant shower of charged particles, the solar wind. But the shower sometimes becomes a storm. A barrage that can damage satellites, overload power grids, and cause other mischief. Predicting such storms can save a lot of grief, but better predictions require a better understanding of the sun, Earth's magnetic field, and how they interact. A mission scheduled for launch as early as this week should help. SMILE is a joint project of Europe and China. The craft will orbit up to 75,000 miles from Earth. From that high perch, it'll be able to see Earth's magnetopause, the zone where the solar wind rams into Earth's magnetic field. It will monitor that zone for up to 40 hours at a time, far longer than any glimpses we've had before. Earth's magnetic field deflects most of the particles in the solar wind, but some of them get through. They create the auroras, the colorful northern and southern lights. Powerful storms on the sun blast out huge amounts of particles. They can overwhelm the magnetic field, creating intense bouts of space weather. Among other effects, that causes especially intense auroras, which can appear in regions where they're seldom seen. SMILE will watch the auroras to see how they change with the level of solar activity. SMILE's observations will tell us a lot more about how Earth and the sun get along, improving our ability to protect ourselves from solar storms. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Orchestra. Good evening. I'm Steve Seal. Here we are on a Monday night with Gershwin on the way, Rhapsody in Blue, major work of this coming hour. But this is an interesting piece as well. It's comparatively lesser known, from American composer Samuel Barber. A work for pipe organ and orchestra, and this dates from 1960, and he called it Toccata Festiva. Olivier Latrie at the organ here with Christoph Eschenbach and the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Thank you.
Olivier Latry, the organist who served as the chief organist at Notre Dame in Paris for many years, playing there with the Philadelphia Orchestra, Christoph Eschenbach conducting the Toccata Festiva by Samuel Barber.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting The Clown on Saturday, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 65 and fair. Wind is from the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Wind will be from the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the mid-60s. Wind will be from the southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. It's 65 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
George Gershwin had been a very, very successful composer of songs and shorter pieces up to the time that he wrote this next work. He didn't even know that he was going to write it, in fact. It turns out he was playing pool one night with his brother Ira, and he picked up a newspaper, and it said, George Gershwin to premiere brand new work with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra on such and such a date. And he thought, I am? So he wrote the piece. He got some help in orchestrating it by Ferdy Groffet, as it turns out, composer of the Grand Canyon Suite. Stuart Goodyear here at the piano in this performance with the Chinookay Orchestra, conducted by Wayne Marshall. Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin.
Thank you.
Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. Stuart Goodyear at the piano there with the Shinnecke Orchestra with an exclamation point, led by Wayne Marshall.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown Lawrence location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 62 and fair. Wind is from the east-northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Wind will be from the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. It's 62 and fair. For the latest northeast Kansas weather, keep it here at KPR all the time.
There. Well, for the remainder of this hour, I've got a tango queued up from a couple of different composers. One, in a few minutes, who was long known as the tango master in classical music. Andre Previn, though, is not too shabby either, and this is from his Tango Song and Dance. We'll hear from violinist Augustin Hederlich with Joyce Yang at the piano. Thank you. That's called Song from Tango, Song, and Dance. By André Previn, Augustin Haderlich played the violin, Joyce Yang at the piano. Now, if you're going to focus on tango, you got to have some Astor Piazzolla. Here is the 20th century Argentine composer who has been known for many years as the tango master from Argentina, certainly as far as classical music goes. And this is his Tango Ballet with Melissa Reardon playing the viola with the Apollo Chamber Players. Argentinian tango master, as he was known, Astor Piazzolla, his tango ballet for viola and ensemble. Melissa Reardon played viola with the Apollo Chamber Players.
Thank you.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 62 and fair. Wind is from the east-northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Wind will be from the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. It's 62 and fair. For the latest northeast Kansas weather, keep it here at KPR all the time.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in White Concert Hall at Washburn University in Topeka. This is a Topeka Symphony concert called Unfinished Business. In fact, here is conductor Kyle Wiley-Pickett to lead the Topeka Symphony in the famously unfinished Symphony No. 8 by Franz Schubert. Was it originally supposed to have three movements or four instead of just those two? We may never know. That's all we have of Franz Schubert's Symphony No. 8, The Unfinished Symphony, the opening piece in tonight's Topeka Symphony Concert. Their special guest this evening is a trombone player named Denson Paul Pollard. In addition to playing in the Pitt Orchestra for the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City, Dr. Pollard is also a professor of music at Indiana's Jacobs School of Music. Here he is now with the Topeka Symphony to play a 2007 bass trombone concerto by Elizabeth Rahm, who was born in 1945. It's in three movements.
Thank you.
With trombone soloist Denson Paul Pollard, soloist in the 2007 Concerto for Bass Trombone by Canadian composer Elizabeth Rahm, with the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, directed by Kyle Wiley Pickett. While we normally don't think of the trombone as a super romantic sounding instrument, this next piece may change your mind. By American composer William Grant Still. This is a romance for trombone and strings from 1954.
Thank you.
featuring the strings of the Topeka Symphony, plus their guest soloist this evening here in White Concert Hall at Washburn, Denson Paul Pollard. Dr. Pollard took a break this weekend from the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra and from the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University and his group, the Long Island Brass Company, to come spend a weekend in Topeka, to come join the Topeka Symphony for these two pieces featuring trombone. Created by William Grant Still, we've just heard A Romance for Trombone and Strings. And to conclude the concert, the Topeka Symphony Orchestra played the Corelia Suite by Jean Sibelius. to conclude tonight's concert by the Topeka Symphony Orchestra from the Karelia Suite by Finnish composer Jean Sibelius. The Topeka Symphony, directed by Kyle Wiley Pickett, from their Putting on the Ritz concert season. To check out their current concert offerings, topekasymphony.org. Thanks for joining us for the concert, which was recorded by Kansas Public Radio by our sound engineer, Chubb Smith. I'm Cordelia Brown with Classics Live. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Another KPR recording of the Topeka Symphony, this time with John Strickler conducting, and with soprano Sheila Judson from Saturday, March 5th, 2005. That was something by Barbara Sherrill called Mr. Beethoven, Mr. Bach, and Mr. Brahms. This has been Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Support for Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller showing April 17th through 18th and 23rd through 26th. Ticket info and more is available at theaterlawrence.com. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump continued to threaten to strike Iran's civilian infrastructure if the country doesn't open the Strait of Hormuz by tomorrow night. As NPR's Franco Ordonez explains, Trump says he's not worried about accusations of war crimes.
He also doubled down on some of those dramatic threats of strikes on power plants and bridges. If Iran doesn't meet a deadline Tuesday that includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz.
The entire country could be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night.
And he told reporters repeatedly that he is not worried about being accused of war crimes. When asked specifically about hits to Iranian bridges and power plants, he said Iranians were, quote, willing to suffer that in order to have freedom.
NPR's Franco Ordonez reporting. The Artemis II astronauts are making their way back to Earth after today's lunar flyby. The crew is the first to fly around the far side of the moon in more than 50 years, as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
The first woman to fly close to the moon, NASA astronaut Christina Cook, was struck by the sight of small, bright craters scattered all over. She said they didn't look like anything she'd seen in photos.
And what it really looks like is like a lampshade with tiny pinprick holes and the light shining through. They are so bright compared to the rest of the moon.
The astronauts also described seeing colors, greens and browns, as they took numerous photos. The crew will return to Earth Friday and splash down off the coast of California. NASA says a landing on the lunar surface won't happen until 2028 at the earliest. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
With abortion banned in more than a dozen states, it's not possible to go to a retail pharmacy and buy abortion medications over the counter. But NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports on a new study that suggests it could happen.
The study in JAMA Internal Medicine looked at whether patients could assess if they would be eligible for taking over-the-counter abortion medication based on a prototype box.
Kind of like a prototype packaging for what an over-the-counter medication abortion package might look like.
Dr. Daniel Grossman of UCSF was part of the research team. The 168 participants first self-assessed their eligibility for the medication, then went on to see a clinician who did their own assessment.
We found overall people were really accurate.
Grossman says the work adds to a body of evidence showing these medications are safe and effective enough to be available without a prescription over the counter. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
The Associated Press says it will offer buyouts to some U.S.-based journalists as part of a move away from newspapers. The news organization is becoming more focused on visual journalism and companies investing in AI. Julie Pace, AP's executive editor, says that we're not a newspaper company and we haven't been for quite some time. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Pressure is mounting for Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, to be pulled from his headline role at a London music festival this summer. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer criticized the rapper's scheduled appearance. Pepsi already has withdrawn its sponsorship role. Ye has drawn widespread controversy in recent years for a series of anti-Semitic remarks. He apologized in January in a full-page letter in the Wall Street Journal, attributing his outbursts to bipolar disorder. A recently published study from the University of Southern California finds that being vaccinated against shingles may help slow the process of aging. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
This study is part of a growing body of research that shows receiving the shingles shot may do more than prevent the painful illness itself. Eileen Crimmins is a professor of gerontology at the University of Southern California. She's co-author of the new study that looked at adults who had received the shingles vaccine.
They looked younger in ways that are basic differences in biology
compared to those who hadn't had the shot. Crimmins says those who had been vaccinated showed fewer signs of aging at the molecular level and showed improvements in a key immune response. They also had less inflammation. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite.
Authorities in British Columbia have urged people to stay away from a rock face where a Volkswagen Beetle shell was suspended above a highway in an apparent prank by engineering students. The province's environment ministry says the beetle is expected to be removed within the week. U.S. stock market drifted higher today. The S&P 500 rose nearly 0.5%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
Thank you. Isis, Clovis Nicholas opening tonight's Jazz in the Night with a tune he wrote called The 5:30 P.M. Dive Bar Rendezvous, and that's from his new album called Blues and Blueprint. 12 variations on the blues with Larry Goldings playing piano and drummer Carl Allen. Good evening, I'm Bob McWilliams. Welcome to the first Monday in April 2026, Jazz in the Night with great Bobby Watson up next. In a little while, guitarist Grant Gordy plays a Bud Powell tune, and we'll have a trio led by pianist Cyrus Chestnut. And from the vinyl vault this hour, a new Horace Silver album of never-before-released material out of our vinyl vault, Horace Silver, Silver in Seattle, headed your way on Jazz in the Night. Right now, though, Bobby Watson, present tense, in a Bobby tune called The Mystery of Ebop on KPR. We'll be right back. Atlantic City's own Bobby Watson on alto sax and his tune, The Mystery of E-Bomb, a really, really great record from back in 1992 called Present Tense. Bobby Watson and his band Horizon with pianist Ed Simon, bassist Essiet Essiet, trumpeter Terrell Stafford, and drummer Victor Lewis here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Well, this month, the KPR Community Spotlight is on KC Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas. It provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Pianist Cyrus Chestnut in this set, and a great jazz standard that G.G. Grice came up with back in the 50s called Minority. We're going to start off, though, with guitarist Grant Gordy, whose origins are in the